Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. And the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. I open the show with the theme, Rodgers and Hammerstein theme of Victory at Sea. They wrote the music to accompany the marvelous feats of the United States Navy in World War II. A Navy that kept America alive. And it's with much regret that today I read you this article. Joint Chiefs Chair discusses Iran options at Columbia. Columbia is a home where they graduate KGB agents. Columbia is known as the germ of the ocean. Columbia is the home of Ahmadinejad. And here, this admiral, while Navy SEALs, 24 years old, are being put on show, communist show trials for slapping an al-Qaeda, this admiral is at the seedbed of communism giving a lecture. Admiral Mellon. I call him Admiral Lemon. He's just got the letters wrong. And that's what he is. Mike Mellon is a lemon. And he is a disgrace. And the Navy should hang their heads in shame. The same Navy that named the submarine after Jimmy Down Under Carter. And now they want to name another ship after Bloody Murtha, the most hated Marine in history. He passed Lee Harvey Oswald the day he stabbed the Corps in the back on the floor of the Congress. And this is what you've got today defending the United States. This man, Admiral Lemon, is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he's in Colombia telling the Colombians that we, and it's not the Colombian people, let me tell you. That's, this is all telling the communists that we're going to do what's required by the United Nations. That's what he really means. Joint Chiefs of Staff Mike Mullen said yesterday that all options for dealing with Iran are on the table as long as he gets plenty of lipstick for ass hickeys. With Iran are on the table, including a military one. Yeah, I could like to see his military one. What is it, throw donuts? Speaking at Columbia University, Columbia, who hasn't allowed an ROTC, a recruitment officer, a Navy recruitment officer on campus since 1969 when they went over to the Viet Cong. Speaking at Columbia University, the admiral noted that Iran has been a focus for years and stressed that the U.S. response has been multifaceted. This man would have, the day war breaks out, this man has to be replaced on the spot. He has to be removed right away. He has to be shit-canned. All options remain on the table. We plan for contingencies all the time. Yeah. And the goose lays the golden egg. And we'll go into nursery rhymes next. The New York Times reported yesterday, there's a paper that deserves to be shut down. If you wanna bring back freedom of speech in America, shut down the New York Times. That a January memo from Defense Secretary Robert Gates to the White House warned that the United States lacked a nimble long-term plan to deal with Iran's nuclear program. My friends, we've been lied to. We've been lied to for 8 years. Since 9/11, we've been lied to. They tell us Iran is 10 years away. Every year they told us they're 10 years away. Now, my tailor, Mr. Vartukian, tells me 10 minutes. Who do you think I'm going to believe? I'll take my chances with Vartukian. The worst that I can do, taking advice from Vartukian to Taylor, is that I'm going to strike Iran. I'm going to overkill Iran because I'll have underestimated them. But you know what? That's not going to cost me. It's going to cost them. But Mullen said that the U.S. was working on various fronts regarding Iran. Yes, and next week he's going to do a Don't Ask, Don't Tell demonstration. The diplomatic, the engagement piece, the sanctions piece, and all those things, from my perspective, need to be addressed. This guy, the only address he can do is a nice polka dot one. This guy is a lemon, Admiral Lemon, and the United States is not ready for anything. We are less prepared today than we were on 9/11. And the only troops, the only difference is that we got troops in the field that aren't allowed to point their guns at anybody. But at least we got troops in the field. And thanks to Donald Rumsfeld, these troops are better trained than they have ever been. And thank God for them. And when that half of 1% of the country walks off the battlefield, we're all screwed. And if you keep trying them for crimes against humanity, we will all be screwed. Mullen is President Barack Obama's chief military advisor. He spoke to 300 students, communist alumni, and others as part of the Columbia World Leaders Forum. Why didn't he go to Notre Dame and talk about abortion? He would have been welcome there, too. He also reiterated his position that the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gay service members should be changed because it forces them to lie. Lie with who? How about Don't Ask, Don't Smell? Get rid of this stinky admiral. University President Lee Bollinger, head communist, said that ending the policy would remove a major stumbling block to welcoming the Reserve Officer Training Corps back to Columbia campus. You know what? You know what I say? The next IED class should be given at Columbia. The ROTC was banned from the campus in 1969 when Columbia went communist. In the wake of the Vietnam War and student protests, Bollinger said that the current residents to having an on-campus ROTC program stems mostly from opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Smell. Yeah, this is the big crisis in America. Women and children died on 9/11. 143 firemen died on 9/11 trying to save 3,000 people. And this scumbag can only talk about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Put him in a rowboat, Captain Blyam. If the Chester Nimitz was alive today, he would have Admiral Lemon strapped over an 8mm, an 8-inch gun, and he would personally pull the string. Admiral Lemon is unbelievable. He cannot fight his way out of a paper bag, and he's in charge of the defense of the United States. You know who gets no credit, who has served his country faithfully, is Donald Rumsfeld. The media destroyed Donald Rumsfeld. Bush threw him under the bus. Donald Rumsfeld gets a capital L for loyalty. Donald Rumsfeld gets a capital S for service, and he gets a GNC award for God and country. He's out there somewhere in New Mexico. He doesn't squawk. He doesn't write a book. He doesn't on the talk shows lamenting he's not wearing a pink tie like the CIA chief. Donald Rumsfeld was a man's man, an honorable gentleman. And he never got his day in court. And any pitcher that can last 7 innings in a game gets credit for winning the game. And Donald Rumsfeld won the war in Iraq. And this Admiral Lemon is a piece of crap. He's not fit to be in a rowboat. And he is going to hurt and kill many sailors. This is, they ought to call him No Liberty Bells Lemon. And now, I'm going to turn my gun barrels, on Match McConnell. Match McConnell is a flag burner, and he's a spokesman for the Republican Party. He is a flag burner. He is one of 8 Republicans who voted with 40 Democrat senators to burn the flag of the United States 40 days before 9/11, and he is the spokesman for the Republican Party. So when you get rid of the Democrats, be sure to get rid of the Republicans too. Because the only difference between a Democrat and a Republican is the Republicans wear nicer dresses. The Republicans are waiting for the sweep to sweep them back into office. Everybody's going. Got news for you. 80% of the American people are fed up already. You think they're going to allow you to get past November? If they allow you to get past November without having your scalp lifted, this country is gone forever. The guy that got elected on change is going to find out what change really means. And the first thing that's going to change is, from here on in this country, you will never again see one party controlling all 3 branches of government. That's gone forever. You will never see that again in your children's lifetime, because we have come to realize how vulnerable we are. If one party controls all 3 branches of government, there are no honest men in government. There is no honest men, and there are no loyal. Loyalty is 10%. When you're in business, a 10% discount wipes out all loyalty, and that's what you got in the House and the Senate. There is no loyalty. There is no God and country first. You got to get rid of all of the termites. No more terms for termites. They all got to get fired. Do not leave one standing there that was there the day before. If you don't like the hand you've been dealt, call for a fresh deck. I'll break for a tune, and then I'll come back.
Maybe I need no someone. Ooh.
Welcome back to the Spirit of America, a party. There's something that disturbs me, and I just want to get it off my chest. And that is the fact that the people who brought Obama to the White House consider him expendable. And I want you to just take that thought and keep it in the back of your mind. Because if something bad befalls this president, it will not be from the people they want you to blame. I believe that the communists consider President Obama expendable to further their cause. So this guy is in harm's way, whether he realizes it or not. And just consider the most horrible scenario on what could happen and how it could be made to look like a Southerner did it, just like the Pope was shot by a Muslim. These people are very clever when it comes to deception. They fooled 6,000 of Polish officers into walking into the woods with them in a peace mission, and they buried those 6,000 officers in the Katyn forest. And that was the anniversary when that plane with the Polish government on it that went down in Russia. Do not underestimate the devious mind of communism. Do not underestimate it. I think that if you think you're going to be shocked, I'm going to be twice as shocked. So just remember, worry for this president, because when he outlives his usefulness to his handlers, they may chuck him overboard. If he has handlers, maybe I'm all wrong, but I smell a big surprise coming, and I don't like it. So let me express my concern also for the speech that President Pinocchio Pants made yesterday, trying to tie the Tea Party into McVeigh. And I got to say one thing about McVeigh. The thing that he did was horrendous. What he did was horrendous. I don't know much about him. I think, if I recall from the media workup, he had served in Iraq in the military. He was concerned with the murder of the people at Waco, okay, under the direction of Bill Clinton, using Janet Reno as the front lady. And also the Ruby Ridge massacre, where they gunned down a kid and his mother, okay? And he was concerned with that. He's a guy who he felt his country was betrayed. Was he used by Muslims that did the opposite of what the Soviets did when they used the Muslim to kill the Pope? I don't know. I can't say that. But no, I got to tell you, in this world, in this life, everything is possible. And nothing is impossible. So yesterday, President Pinocchio Pants, the creator of Waco and farm family killings, the communist kidnapper of a Cuban kid, under the lie he was too young to know freedom, the harmonica player who gave us 911 Part 1 in 93, and I got to say this, when a nation elects a draft dodger to represent the entire country, that nation is finished. That nation is no longer American. The harmonica player who gave us 911 Part 1 in 93, and an al-Qaeda a pass to preserve his legacy at the cost of 9,061 dead Americans and climbing, President Bill Sykes, the awful dodger, who made 137 million rubles on the books in government service, when he denies his country, he takes dinars. Someone said he converted to Islam, but he only converted Saudi rials to dollars. When mothers were teaching their children, you too can be president of the USA, Bill was smoking pot in London, protesting the war he dodged in Vietnam. 58,000 young Americans fought communism, and we elected a lying draft dodger, porn king, the symbol of America today. The king and queen of wood crap wanted a monument to an overturned outhouse, upstate in New York, the doormat state. Congress almost gave them a million, but America was watching. Now the people want their country back, a little too late. November is freedom's last stand. President Pinocchio Pants admonished older Americans not to get uppity and stop inciting violence. Using the Oklahoma City bombing as a focus point, he compared Tea Party members to mad Muslims. We all recall the fireman holding the tiny, broken, dead body of a helpless child in his arms, and it tore our hearts out. The child kill on that day was around 16 kids under 6 years old. One baby chop shop in the smallest town kills that many kids an hour. The national baby body count is 1,200,000 per year. Let's see those baby pictures as we spit in God's face. McVeigh got the fastest trial and execution in history. Nobody got a faster trial and execution. Yet Al-Qaeda gets special treatment from Eric 72 Virgins Holder. Do you think he has a profiling chart for white Southern veterans who fly flags and pray? President Liar created what is known as a stunt in the communist playbook. Infiltrate the nation and discredit Americans. If he led by example, we would all be in rehab. Never forget, on the first anniversary of 9-1-1, he was on the Dirty David Lettucehead show, telling the doper audience he does blow with his friends. 1 year after 3,546 Americans, including 200 unborn babies, were smothered and crushed in a minute and a half. The party of death buzzword to the nation was, get over it. Mike Huckabee on Fox today gave President Pinocchio Pants a political pass. That is from a repuppy governor who pardons cop killers. No more terms for termites. We need a wartime consigliere government. 9-1-1 is not over. We need a new broom because a new broom sweeps clean. The only difference between a flag-burning, baby-killing Democrat and I'm still in the closet repuppy with no liberty bells is the repuppies wear nicer dresses. And P.S. Geraldo is back from Afghanistan. He is challenging Larry King to a debate on how to manage women. Did he have to turn his poppies in at the airport? Did they get them all out of his gunk? Did they make him put his nose in the go-no-go gauge for the luggage? Afghans have been growing poppies for at least 2,000 years. Corn doesn't cut it. Don't tell me the Afghans are unbeatable, even though they make better allies than enemies. Just remember what Genghis said. Genghis said, I just want a little hug. Now everybody in the region is named Khan. The Jimmy from Brooklyn show on Savage Nation. Everybody loves a winner. Everybody hates a backstabber. And Jimmy from Brooklyn is that winner. He does not want to see America down and out. So says all of we. Jimmy from Brooklyn is the assault wave rising to tsunami level against the communists who have seized power in the USA. Mike Savage tonight in his show begged for Jimmy to enlighten the nation against the perils of communism. Jimmy rose to the occasion over 40 minutes. America needs anti-communist training. Jimmy says we have to take the schools back, the government back, and the media back, and you can add mine, including a chastity belt on porno wood. Good censorship equals good taste. The red, white, and blue tide is rising. Once again, it will be great to fill the land with American pride. A nation, once again, no longer divided by race, religion, and hatred. And who plays us against each other? And how do they benefit? where children are safe to walk the streets and grow in the womb. No party can claim the Tea Party. The Tea Party claims America and its people. The war cry should be, if it is good for America, it is good enough for me. So do not let the communists divide us under any pretense. Never forget that whether you came here on planes, trains, or in chains, we are all the same American. One passport holder, not a geographical fence sitter. The sooner we learn the true meaning of A Pluribus Unum, one from many, the melting pot will stop being our boiling pot. It is time for the spirit of America to rise from the ashes of 9-1-1, and if there's anybody out there with some political pull, without being a politician, I'd like to do a tribute to all of the troops. I'm not talking about just a little radio show tribute. I'm talking about the American Academy Awards. Somebody out there has some buckaroos, and you wanna splash big. Email abutom@aol.com, abutom@aol.com, and we'll rock this whole country. It is time for the spirit of America to rise from the ashes of 9-1-1. Give us victory over communist death. Never forget, every Muslim terrorist has a Russian-made weapon. I just hope my pawn of a president is not Russian-made. If Obama goes down in history as the president who betrayed a country, it won't be because he is African-African. It will be because he was not smart enough to know he was in play by communists who used him to use his people. We cannot let Comrade Obama hand over our Star Wars program to the Soviet Supreme. No more Ethel and Julius Rosenbergs, please. When we stop being number one, our country will be undone. And let us tell the world the West is awake, and kudos to General Odierno and his team, who took out the top two al-Qaedas in Iraq tonight. It was wonderful. I got a flashback when they got Zarqawi. That was wonderful, too. And if you remember what happened to Zarqawi, they got him with 2 500-pound bombs. And the first guy to get to him, to give him a CPR, was an American soldier who looked down on him and said, "Hey, how you doing?" Yeah. And you know what they found in the remnants of Zarqawi's bombing? They found golden slippers and a negligee, and there were no women in the house. And I say, what a guy does in the privacy of his bunker is nobody's business. So now hang in there, and we'll read more epistles. And this one you're going to like. I sent this out in a blog. There's a big article in the paper. A girl got engaged to a guy, and he gave her a $17,500 engagement ring, and she called off the engagement. She won't give him the ring back. And I said to somebody who was sharing the thought, I said, what the guy should have done is given her a zirconia and kept the other one in a glass case in his house. But my friend said, you know what? She would have made a beeline to the jeweler. She would have had it appraised 10 minutes after she got it. And that's America today, isn't it, huh? Yeah. Take a bow. Never trust a woman with two last names. Never trust a woman with two last names, especially if one of those names is a test for VD. Who comes to mind? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Never trust a woman who names her children after train stations. Next stop, Chelsea. Never trust a guy who wears brown shoes with a blue suit. Never trust a guy who does not know the meaning of is. Never trust cowboys who say to you, "You can go, but the girl stays with us." Never trust the sneaker of the house who goes to Syria and cutting ribbons for the IED factory grand opening. Never trust a guy who wears a bow tie unless his name is Harry Truman. Never trust a Democrat who says some of my best friends are children. Never trust a census taker, S-E-N-S-E-S, a census taker, who says they only want to put their head in the door. Never trust a Congress mouse who holds baseball hearings indicting Lenny Dykstra for stealing a second base after the statute of limitations has run out. Never trust a macho couple where the woman keeps her last name and her husband has a maiden name. Never trust a woman whose spouse is in the battered husband's witness protection program. And that's signed by Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. And now I'll do my last piece. Maybe I'll give you a tune first, and then I'll do the last piece. Hang in there for a decent tune. That girl who jilted that guy. I've got a tune for that guy to cheer him up. He was lucky. He only lost the $17,500. He could have lost his future. Back in the 50s, when money was tight, and I mean tight, if you were making $100 a week, you were Charlie Potatoes. There was a World Series game, and I don't remember which one it was, but it was almost a sure thing. You know how sure things are, right? And you know what my saying is, never can happen, happens all the time. But a guy who was engaged to a girl who had saved up $6,000 for furniture, the girl had, talked her into giving the $6,000 so he could bet it on a baseball game. And my brother came to me after the World Series was over and said, "We're taking up a collection." And I said, "What for?" He says, "Well, we got to help so-and-so out because he lost $6,000. It was all the money his wife had, his future wife had, his fiancée." And I said, "That girl should get down on her knees and thank God that she found out about this jerk and before she tied the knot." So I never contributed, but he got some bailout money from sympathetic friends. And the girl married him. And you know what happened, right? They lived unhappily ever after for a short while. And that's the name of that tune. So sometimes when God sends you a message, when the priest on the altar, instead of saying, "Do you take this woman to be your awful wedded wife?" says, "What's the use?" You know, God's speaking to you. He's telling you, get out of there. And I've seen that happen too. The words weren't said, but there was a look on the face of the priest. Like, what's the use? And it turned out, when the honeymoon was over, the marriage was over. And I even heard one worse than that. I heard of a couple who had two wedding receptions, one in the local neighborhood, and then they flew all the guests to the Bahamas for an extravagant wedding reception. And they had just built a brand new house, and when they came back, the wedding was off. The wedding was over and off. How's that? How's that? And I have if you get my book, The Spirit of American Party, I have a divorce reception. And where the original wedding guests come and there's cautionary hints. Like, never trust a couple that opens the wedding presents on the platform and has a tote board and starts calling out the names of the relatives and the donations. And if the couple gets divorced, the same people that they invited to the wedding and fleeced should be allowed to come back and get refunds, plus 10% interest. Look to your future, America. The only thing that you will be out of in space is taxes and dwellings. Obama canceling America's space program is like Israel subcontracting birth control projects to the Third Reich. I know he wants to lower employment figures, but I did not realize it was for the Soviet Union. I don't mind when I press a cinco for English or when the complaint department has an Indian accent that asks you to be quiet because there's a tiger in the village. And just call back after the elephant stampede. Now the fifth imam in the White House wants to reduce our self-defense weapons. I hope he does not give the disassembly contract to Rasputin in person. What? A no intelligence award? The CIA says Iran won't have nukes for 10 years. Naval intelligence says 5 years. Marine killing NBC says 1 year. And my tailor, Mr. Vartukian, says 10 minutes. I'm going with Vartukian. The only consequence suffered when you overestimate the enemy is overkill and a safer USA. I'll take that mistake. Name one czar who saw 9-1-1 coming. 1 year after Pearl Harbor, we broke the Japanese code. 9 years after 9-1-1, we still can't read the Iraqi oil for food contracts because the FIB translator, Mukti Bar, quit his full-time job at the Shell gas station. The media won't tell you this, but more Americans have died in Afghanistan under the reign of peaceful debate man than under 8 years of Bush. When the cowboy who got Uday Akusay and hanged Saddam left office, the KIA count in Afghanistan was 461. Today it is over 1,061. Shh, there's a blackout on the truth. Look over there. Don't look over here. So the loser of the free world cannot go to Poland. Come on, Spanish galleons could get to Poland. France and Germany can't make it. I could understand France, but Germany never had a problem going to Poland before. If this president can't go to Poland, how can we go to outer space? The space exploration program is like the oil exploration program. Everybody sing a zippity-doo-dah. They won't tell you what is in their livers. That's the Democrats. They won't tell you what's in their livers because they have no hearts. But $6 a gallon is good government business for gas. They can't wait for the fat VAT tax. 20%, baby. On top, on top, on top. The excuse they will give for the VAT tax is, this way we don't have to hook your kids on drugs to raise taxes. Besides, no one ever started on marijuana that died on heroin. No political party should ever be allowed again to control all three branches of government. Remember, November, no three branches of government to one party. In other news today, Al Gore is calling for a boycott of mashed potatoes and gravy, saying too many people are making volcanoes. Do you know that? I thought everybody did that, but my wife tells me that's just an inner family thing. You know, you take the gravy and you sink it in the middle of the mashed potatoes. Or, as my Italian friends call it, Irish ice cream. Yeah, but you'll be able to buy a carbon credit license to eat Thanksgiving dinner as long as you don't say grace before meals. You have to sign an oath. An oath to Oscar, to the god of the Democrats. You think I'm absurd? Have you been to the House and Senate lately? One nation under God, not under guard or house arrest. This is not Burma. Has Hillary Ratman Clinton arrested Honduras yet? Imagine that, the Hondurans wanted freedom and the United States put the kibosh on them. How's that? Looking out for the little guy. The Hondurans say they will surrender if Hillary can pronounce the name of their capital. Do you know the name of their capital? You could ask everybody in school, and the only one that would tell you is somebody who is a Honduran immigrant. Or maybe a neighboring Latin American country immigrant. Tegucigalpa. Yeah. Bartender, a champagne, and give that fat girl at the end of the bar a Big Mac. What makes my heart
turn upside down and my head goes spinning.
Spinning.
Round and round, it only happens when I'm with you. What makes me count the days gone by and never,
never,
ever each sigh? It only happens when I'm with you. As I go by, I tell myself that
I just took a potato chips and dip break, ate six peeps. I guess my diet is over for tonight. And I made a cup of coffee, and I'm watching O'Reilly. And Bill, a PLO dancer, Maher, they had a clip of him, and he was mocking the Blessed Tea Party. And I recall a Bill, a PLO dancer, Maher. As a matter of fact, I wrote a song, the terrorist song. And it's, you put the big bombs in. It's a, they show you a woman in a burqa loading a truck with bombs. And the song goes, it's like the hokey pokey. You put the big bombs in, you take the small bombs out, you put the big bombs in, and you shout Allah Wakba all about. You do the Bill Maher Mambo, and you turn yourself around, and that's what it's all about. And then he had on John DeMonkey. John DeMonkey was making fun of a decent people. And I said to myself, I gave John DeMonkey that name because he was a guest on CNN, and they asked him an intelligent question, and he got all upset. And he said, you're not going to make a monkey out of me. And he walked off the stage, and he threw his bananas, and he left his rubber tire. And he's no good, John DeMonkey. And then there's Claudette Colbert, who's a little more sophisticated. But they all have the same agenda. They're on Communist Central. And one of the roles on Communist Central is you have to spit on the graves of your ancestors. That's one of the requirements for being a comedian on Communist Central. And then who else did he have? Oh, Willie Nelson was a guest with Larry King. And Willie Nelson pulled a Rosie O'Donnell. He said that 9-1-1 was a Bush plot. And the buildings imploded. And Larry King immediately asked Willie how his glaucoma treatment was working. And then he asked Willie to marry him. He's running out of women in America.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peach
whipped cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls, oh, what a girl, eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. I thought I'd play that catchy 50s tune for you. And being that we're all getting along in the great melting pot that's turning into a boiling pot, I thought I would change some of the lines in the tune so that we are politically correct. Of course, the first one will be considered racist, but I'll read it to you anyway. Peaches and cream just entered my dream. What a heavenly sight. And I raised the age limit. You're 21, you're beautiful, and you're white. Lovely complexion. A bartender, give the lady a Big Mac. She's 21, she's beautiful, and she's black. Built like the Great Wall, as she aims to please. She's 21, as she's beautiful, she's Chinese. Loves to dance, her favorite drink is Colada Pino. She's 21, as she's beautiful, she's Latino. Long black hair, as she can cook, she gives me a thrill. She's over 21, she is beautiful, I love Brazil. Accented eyes like almonds. I hope I'm not too late. She's over 21, she's beautiful. She's from Kuwait. She loves to sing, she loves to dance. To me, she surrenders. She's from France. A sweetie pie I just met on the train. She's beautiful. She's from the Ukraine. A great Polish couple I'm kind of fond of. No one beats Stasia and Wanda. That's what the polls say. The Russians are planning to send us to heaven. Get engaged. Get a free AK-47. A bartender, play Buddy Knox.
You're beautiful and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Oh, what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby. You're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand. My heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16.
I open up my communist rag. I have an ongoing battle with the newspaper boy. I think I'm going to start wearing a riot gear when he throws the paper and he almost hits the driveway. Now he pulls up in a muscle car and he's delivering the paper in a muscle car and he still can't hit the front steps. This kid needs a catapult. Unbelievable. I tell you, every time I get the paper, it's wet. So you know what I did? I pay him by check now, and I soak it for 2 days. The headline in my communist rag, you had to see it one day. It was all communist on the front. It was absolutely horrendous. It was terrible. they were complaining about a college that has an exceptional college score. The students that come out of here are well educated, and it's not an inexpensive college. It's that, you know, $40,000 a year, and if you pay your daughter's tuition, you can see her working for beads at Mardi Gras. Yeah, I hope she makes a little more profit than beads. Is she a business major? But anyway, the headline in the college was, 20 years ago, there was only 5% of blacks going to the university. And after the demonstrations, and 20 years later, now there's only 3% of blacks going to the university. What happened? What happened to affirmative action? What's going on here? America's not on the level? I never saw anything like it. But the other part of the newspaper rag was on the front page was the queen of communism, Cindy Sheehan. You know, she drags her son's body around. Her son was a war hero. But because his mother was a communist, the Pentagon wouldn't recognize his sacrifice because they didn't want to give any play to the communists. They didn't want to be used by the communists, so they took it out on Casey. So I just wrote a little quick a synopsis, and it's called Casey and Never Got His Turn at Bat. His mother dragged his body around the communist world for commie propaganda. Does she take a stolen American money from El Stinko, that's Hugo Chavez? She refused to buy Casey a tombstone, but she made a bundle on his sacrifice bunt for America. Did you know Casey used to deliver communion to guys in foxholes? Did you know he died on Palm Sunday after serving Mass? Did you know he pulled one guy off the detail saying, I go where my boss goes? Do you know he joined up to get away? Do you think he joined up to get away from his communist mother? No, Casey never got his turn at bat. His mother turned his legacy into a strikeout in Mudville. The military brass did not want to recognize his sacrifice for fear of red propaganda. Yet there is a chapel in Fort Hood named after him. Wait till the Camo Democrats find out about that. They will shut that chapel down faster than Obama life support for a newborn baby. One nation under God, not under house arrest. More tea, anybody? No tea? Bartender, a champagne. You know, if you stick with the Tea Party, eventually you'll get to see the light.
A four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
That's the great Bobby Darin. I think Bobby Darin, had he lived long enough, he would have given Sinatra a run for it.